You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants the more than 50 state Democrats to return home in order to proceed with the redistricting aimed at giving Republicans up to five additional U.S. House seats in the midterms. Now, President Trump is weighing in, calling for the potential for reinforcements to help him do that.
In a certain way, it almost looks like they've abandoned the state. It looks very bad. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Should the FBI get involved? Should the FBI get involved?
Well, they may have to. They may have to. No, I know they want him back. Not only the attorney general, the governor wants him back. You can't just sit it out. You have to go back. You have to fight it out. That's what elections are all about.
And former President Barack Obama weighing in on X, posting, "We can't lose focus on what matters right now. Republicans in Texas are trying to gerrymander district lines to unfairly win five seats in next year's midterm elections. This is a power grab that undermines our democracy." Now, the current Texas attorney general and U.S. Senate candidate in Texas spoke last night.
We have really very limited options. One is to wait, which several governors have done, and just waited them out because eventually they have to come home. Or two, this Core Winthrop motion that are filing that has been done by Abbott. We're going to file something very similar for more of the legislators to take them out of their office, remove them from office, since they are not showing up to do their job.
Now, some Republicans are pointing to states like Massachusetts and Connecticut with 35 and 38% of the Republican vote and zero seats in Congress. As proof, other states do this too.
Yeah, this is ridiculous, Lee.
Yeah. I just wish they would get to the point, though, of mentioning the fact that it's because of discrepancies in the U.S. Census that this is taking place. This is the whole reason for this, and it's not being talked about.
It's not, and I pulled it all back out so we could go back over it again. The Democrats are screaming and yelling about this. But there's two things they're not telling you. Like Ayanna Pressley, Democrat, she tweets, "What Republicans are doing in Texas is a cowardly, undemocratic power grab meant to silence voters." Well, she's from a state where Republicans won 36% of the vote and hold zero seats.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not fair, but it's legal. It's all right, we're going to do it in Texas then. And they scream bloody murder because they're not used to us fighting back. But I pulled all of this back out. This is from August of 2020. When this broke, okay? And what had happened, the inspector general discovered that almost 250 people working for the census had committed fraud. The census government agency does not dispute this. In fact, says they fired them. Wait, fraud, isn't that illegal though? Well, yeah, nothing's been done about that. They're probably all Democrats, right?
Exactly.
Here's what resulted. The Census Bureau admitted it overcounted the population of eight states and undercounted the population of six states. What are the eight states? They're all, almost all except Utah, Democrat. Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, and Rhode Island. While undercounting Arkansas, red state, Florida, red state, Illinois, not red state, Mississippi, red state, Tennessee, red state, and Texas. What happened? Oops. They screwed up. And what that added up to was 6 seats. It should be in Republican hands. That the census admits this. The census.gov, the Census Bureau, admits this, but they're in Democrat hands. In other words, they stole them. So that's a 12-seat swing. That is massive in terms of being able to get stuff done, right? Let's keep going. Since the Democrats are, you know, so righteous here, they're the ones who let in, between Obama and Biden conservatively, 20 million illegal immigrants as policy and are now fighting to keep them here, undermining the federal government from sending them away, right? So, and Trump uses the figure all the time, 20 million under Biden, but let's go with 12. Let's go with the more conservative figure the media uses. Okay, that's 20 million people. How many congressional districts worth of illegal immigrants is that? 26, Lee. 26. Wow. What are we at now? 32 districts that Republicans should have, but Democrats have, through lawbreaking, fraud, and illegal immigration. So I don't want to hear their yap yap. I don't want to hear. I'm not interested. Now, let's go back to this, okay? So we understand how bad this was. The findings released Friday by the Office of Inspector General raised concerns about possible damage to the quality of the once-in-a-decade headcount that determines political power and federal funding. Why? Quote, some census takers fudged data but didn't get fired. Wait, we didn't fire all the people who committed fraud? No. And the ones we did didn't get prosecuted. 242 of them. Nope. During the 2020 census, the Associated Press documented cases of census takers who were pressured by their supervisors to enter false information into a computer system about homes they had not visited. That how this happened? Yeah, we hate this. We're so sorry, said the Census Bureau. Hate that fraud. And this is giving the Democrats the hand they have in Congress right now, right? Where we have to deal with them, unfortunately, because they stole these seats. Lee, this is another weaponized agency, yep, is what this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Yeah. Of the 1,400 census takers who were designated hard fails because of fraud in their work or entering in information they had not collected. So 1,400, right? Only 300 were fired.
Well, Democrats know if you occupy the bureaucracy, you don't necessarily have to win the election.
Oh, it gets better. Of the 1,400 hard-fail census takers, in other words, those who entered false information resulting in Democrats getting all of these seats, 1,300 of them received bonuses ranging from $50 to $1,600 each.
Bonuses for bogus information.
Yep. And here's the thing, Lee. They knew at the time there was problems with it, mm-hmm. I think it was coordinated. I think they were deliberately committing fraud. Supervisors were able to track their census takers' work in real time through mobile devices that the census takers used to record information about household numbers, demographic characteristics, and members' relationships. So they knew they weren't actually visiting these houses, but had them put the information in anyway. That just happened to give Democrats the extra seats, or really retained seats in Democrat areas they should have lost. Because why? People flee Democrat areas like they're fleeing the plague. Because it's just miserable to live there, is their policies. So remember what they did, Lee, and this is the worst part of all. And it's kind of brilliant, actually. What they did was present the census as correct, tell no one they knew there was fraud, let these districts get drawn, let the primaries happen. Then the summer after that, all these primaries are done, locked in. They're like, oh, yeah, we meant to tell you. We found massive fraud. All of this is wrong. Oh, by the way, we gave Democrats 6 seats that they didn't earn. They shouldn't have.
Yeah.
We gave it to them. They took 2 seats from Florida alone, right? And then they say, so sorry. Send no one to prison. A lot of these guys get bonuses. Again, 300 of the 1,400 get fired. And that's it. And so we got a problem. I mean, if Trump's going to redo the census, he needs to go through there with an axe. These supervisors will just fake the numbers again. I mean, this agency is as captured as the FBI or the CIA in terms of the bureaucracy. Maybe you got a Republican running it, but it won't matter. So, I mean, Trump's talking about doing a census. We absolutely should do another census. We should not count the illegals. Think about this for a minute. If we don't count the illegals, we count them to know how many there are, but we don't count them for purpose of apportionment,
exactly,
as you say.
Exactly.
Right? That we're talking about 32 seats that should be ours. This is how we win in what is basically a mini landslide in this last election, but we can barely govern. We hardly have a majority. They stole the seats. Mm-hmm. And yet in Texas, they may not like what we're doing, but it's completely legal. It is using every lever of power, as they do in their states,
right,
when they're not committing outright fraud, and they're screaming bloody murder.
Yeah.
So I don't care. Talk to my hand. Whatever. Blah, blah.
Yes, exactly.
Blah, 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 blah. And instead they're screaming Holocaust? Holocaust, really.
Please. That's just
this is like
despicable.
The Holocaust.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Now, keep in mind, too, I mean, this it's not just congressional seats, although that is part of it. This is electoral votes.
Electoral votes. This is also funding. There's plenty of things that are dependent upon the congressional seats there.
Think about how much harder Trump had to work this time to overcome the electoral votes that were stolen in this census, and he still curb stomped them.
That's exactly what you were saying prior to the election. You were reminding folks that we're going to have to go over and above because we're going to have to deal with the dirty tricks of the Democrats.
And I did this, man. My nephew in North Carolina, remember, I was calling him out on the air. I was texting. He finally told me stop. I was like, okay, I'll stop when you say stop, but that's it. That was the level of determination. And this is the just absolute ridiculous blah, blah we get from the Democrats.
And then integration happened and everybody thought they accept us. They don't accept us. They are showing us who they are. We should believe them. And we better have the courage to stand up. Otherwise, we will fall for anything. And in this country, we will be defeated, deported. I mean, we will lose all of our rights. And if you think it can't happen, it can. And I will liken this to the Holocaust. People are like, well, how did the Holocaust happen? How is somebody in a position to kill all them people? Well, good people remain silent. Or good people didn't realize that what happens to them can very
we
soon
are
happen to me.
Legally redrawing the districts to match the voters that exist in the state, honey. That's not the Holocaust.
Which is required by law.
Yes, thank you. You Democrats going to flee the state? Well, what does the law say we can do? We can round y'all up and bring you back and make you vote. You can sit there. I don't care, to get quorum. We're going to start acting like you do every day without the fraud.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go with my favorite montage, Big Balls.
These are some of the
insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
Over $6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala.
$47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
Big B-A-L-L-S.
Who is Big Balls and why is Big Balls trending over and over on X? I had to click and find out. Oh my. I love this kid. I can't wait to see what he does with his life. Edward Korstein. C-O-R-I-S-T-I-N-E if you want to look him up. One of the key leading members of DOGE. Helped find all of that. That's USAID spending. That's all gone now, by the way, thanks to Donald Trump. George W. Bush tried to stop him, but didn't work. Got rid of the CIA's kitty, which did so much evil in the world. It was great to hear that and remember the evil they did, the funding of the terrorists, the funding of the Taliban, all of it. While, by the way, the Taliban was, you know, blowing our soldiers' legs off, USAID was running its own foreign policy. They were sponsoring the Taliban, and we were paying the troops to get their legs blown off. It's so stupid. It's uniquely American. Anyway, Edward Korstein. We know all that because of him. And it turns out he's got really big balls. I mean, I don't know physically. I'm not really sure. But actually, in terms of action, saw a young woman being beaten while being carjacked in D.C. Could have kept walking. Wish he had. But he intervened to stop her, fighting multiple attackers. There were eight of them. They've caught two so far. They beat the tar out of him. Gave him a concussion. You see the picture of him after the beating. What a good person. What a good, crazy. Carjacking attempt in D.C. Folks, it's D.C. Probably the people robbing the people in the car, probably they're all criminals. But whatever, he tried to help her. He tried to save her. He did. He thwarted it. Had a concussion. I worry about that because I don't want that kid losing any IQ points. That's not good for society. But folks, this is in keeping with the Marxist Revolution theme. Let me tell you why. Why this is. Donald Trump is talking about federalizing yet another Democrat city because we don't know what to do with them. They are no-go zones. They're becoming no-go zones. Like in Mexico. There's parts of the country, the cartels and the gangs control. The military can't even go. And that's what the Democrats want here. They want to profit from it, put the money in their pocket. In London, they have to send the voting boxes in. They can't personally deliver machines, and then they have to accept them out and hope they're correct. Democrats love that system. Comes with a lot of violence, though. Look what they did in Aurora. They let Trende Aragua take over the apartment complexes, lied about it to the country to facilitate it. Why? They want this. It's not an accident. And this is why, folks, and this is why I made such a big deal about this. Trump launched his own Olympic committee, took it from the Democrats. Normally, the governor would lead the committee because it's in his own state. LA's in his own state. Not only is he not allowing Newsom to lead it, he's not allowing him on the committee. Why? Because you can't have these people in charge. There'll be riots. It'll burn down. The Chinese will fund the whole thing like they did. The LA riots, $24 million worth of damage in 1 week. Karen Bass will laugh. Well, she takes $1 million from the Chinese. By the way, we just busted her. She took $1 million from two Chinese agents. Where's the DOJ? It's becoming the norm to be on the CCP payroll for the Democrats. What does China want? Street violence. What do they pay for? Street violence. Folks, Trump is having to threaten to deploy, and he may do it, the military and the National Guard, just to subdue the violent left and the CCP and the Communist Party, paying for the whole thing, just to subdue them enough and their crazy lunatic mayor so we can have the Olympics.
We're demanding that of the governor. The other thing is we'll do anything necessary to keep the Olympics safe, including using our National Guard.
Folks, why do we need this? Okay. I started the show with this today because we're in the middle of a Marxist revolution. That's why we have to put the gorillas down in order to just have the Olympics. That's how insane the left is gone. And now Big Balls, that poor kid, you should see him, that blood running off his head. And how do we end up here? Wasn't an accident, was it? Trump actually wrote a great truth post on this when he was weighing, you know, maybe I should federalize D.C. Yeah, you got to take it from the left. We'll just keep having Marxist revolutions there. Heck, we already have the show trials in D.C. Might as well add the gorillas. See El Salvador if you want to know how that goes. Reagan understood. Guatemala and all that from that era. Crime in Washington, D.C. is totally out of control, Trump writes. Local youths and gang members, some only 14, 15, and 16 years old, are randomly attacking, mugging, maiming, and shooting innocent citizens at the same time knowing, this is the left-wing liberal part, knowing they will be almost immediately released. They are not afraid of law enforcement because they know nothing ever happens to them, but it's going to happen now, exclamation point. The law in D.C. must be changed to prosecute these minors as adults and lock them up for a long time, starting at age 14. The most recent victim was beaten mercilessly by local thugs. By the way, he wrote this before Big Balls got beaten. That poor kid, I hope he continues working for Doge. All he's trying to do is save the country. And you got these wackadoodle loon libs letting all their voters run the streets. Which, by the way, folks, I keep telling you, it's a Marxist revolution. That's classic Marxism. Certain voters, high priority class voters, which the thugs all are, criminals all are allowed to run the streets with no consequences. That was how it was done during the Chinese Revolution. And you could beat somebody, kill them even, of a lower ranking class, a less valuable political class, and that would be okay. That's why people lived in terror. They had six different ranks, six oppressor ranks and six oppressed ranks. So the problem here is the Democrats see criminals as oppressed, particularly if they have a brown or black skin color, and particularly if they're gang members. Now, we're going to watch what happens to Big Balls. Watch this. They're going to let him off with a slap on the wrist while the prosecutor sneers and giggles. Because Democrats, I say federalize the place before they burn it to the ground. Unfortunately, we can't federalize LA and take it back. So Trump's going to have to send the National, think about this, National Guard and military to babysit the Democrats and the CCP and their street thugs. But he says he's going to do it because, I mean, we don't want to be embarrassed before the world by these people. This is where we are, folks. Bombshell. Remember the part where you were encouraged to get the COVID vaccine, and then when you wouldn't do it, because the guy who invented mRNA, Dr. Robert Malone, was out there warning everyone who would listen, don't take this shot. This shot is dangerous. We have not perfected it. This technology is not ready for real time. And they went so far silencing him, the FBI did, they even took his LinkedIn account. Remember when he tried to tell you it was not gonna work for COVID? What was the solution to that, FBI? Censorship. Can't have a scientific debate in America. And so the Biden administration got our employers to fire us. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of us had to make a horrible, maybe millions, decision. Do we pay our mortgage or do we take a shot we're scared to death of because it's never been trialed in humans before? You are the guinea pig. Folks, I wrote a national story that won a first place investigative award about for the flu. I know shots pretty well. I know shot trials pretty well. Typical average shot trial in America is 7 years. Some go as long as 15. We went, who cares? Whatever. We'll just put in as many arms as we can and we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll die. Maybe not. We'll find out. But the difference between this shot and other shots is it was a totally new kind of technology called mRNA. It had never been tried in a shot before. Does this sound like a good idea to you, what I've just laid out? Because that's what we did. And now yesterday, in a revolutionary moment, truly, federal government admitted via RFK, mRNA didn't work. It doesn't really stop respiratory infections like COVID or the flu. And it never did. Well, if only we'd known the... Oh, we did. Dr. Robert Malone, who holds the patent on it, he's one of those who does, told us. Told anyone who'd listen, so the FBI had him censored. It was part of the Twitter files. What an evil, evil time in America. But it's worse than that, RFK admitted. No, no, it's worse. See, because not only does it not stop it, it prolonged the COVID pandemic because it caused the variants. Golly, if only we could have known. Oh, that's right. Robert Malone told anybody who would listen. I heard interview after interview after interview after interview with him. I played some of them on the air. Afraid the whole time because our company had warned us. If it's not a mainstream media source, you aren't supposed to play it. Can't quote it. I thought, well, he is the founder. He is one of those in the team who invented it. Maybe it would count. And I hope not to get in trouble. And I played it to try to save as many of you as I could. Because what he was saying was full, legit, terrifying. Yesterday, RFK announced the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA, after reviewing 22 mRNA vaccine development investments that the government had, began canceling them because, to put it simply, they failed to protect against infections like COVID. This is the first step. We're going to find out how many people this hurt or killed. The number is going to be huge. And by the way, folks, the mainstream media may be blocking this out, but all over the globe, they're beginning, now that Fauci's gone, nobody's afraid anymore to lose their funding the world over because he gave away billions. That was the source of his power in research grants and grants that kept journals afloat. They're beginning to publish study after study after study after study after study about the damage that mRNA does. So that's coming next. But thank God he pulled the development pipeline, the funding, because that's going to put the kibosh on a lot of this if these big pharma companies cannot get the funding for it. My favorite study, I mean, there's so many, is the one where these mRNA vaccines destroy 60% of American girls' ovarian reserves. In other words, 60% of the eggs she'll ever have. We gave that to children. Special kind of evil in the Biden administration, wasn't there? We still don't know what the long term of it is. I mean, we really don't. But the good news is we pulled the plug. We pulled the plug. It's been a long time coming. This would have been revolutionary during the pandemic. And folks, I believe that the reason the FBI was out there censoring the debate was to prolong the pandemic because they knew these vaccines caused the variants and could keep it going. And then they would grab onto a new variant and start a terror campaign to try to keep you in your home and keep their upper hand and keep their power. Because remember what they wanted to do? The Democrats were like, wow, this has reduced our carbon footprint. We want to live in lockdown forever with us as the dictators. How about it? And that's where we were going. Don't forget any of that. Don't forget what the FBI did. Elvis Chan went in there, censored you. Again, we've got it in the Twitter files. Not just censored me and you, though. Censored virologists from Oxford and Stanford and the guy who invented the mRNA vaccine. Because, you know, when you get that FBI badge, you know, they hand it to you. Once you, you know, qualify, pass the test and everything, you know more than every virologist on earth, don't you? You're smarter than anybody from Oxford or Stanford or any of those places. Automatically, you FBI, you know everything, right? By the way, when they tried to get Elvis Chan to testify, Congress subpoenaed him and then sued him. Do you know what the FBI did with him to keep him from having to testify about doing this to people, doing this to little girls? Because he did it. He censored it. They knew what they were censoring. Oh, look, there's another one showing her little girls will be sterile by the time they're 30, maybe. I don't know, 60% of your ovarian reserve's gone. How are you getting pregnant? I don't know. They sent Elvis in to censor that. You know what the FBI did with him? They sent him overseas to keep Congress from getting their hands on him physically. We still haven't heard from old Elvis. I don't know where he is. I do know this. His badge, like his pass into the building, has been deactivated by Kash Patel. It's very sketch whether he's been fired or not. That part's not... You can't quite get it, but he can't access the building anymore. This is the beginning of the healing process of this country. We cannot ever allow this to happen again. Kennedy says the vaccine paradoxically encourages new mutations. Of course it does. That's why they chose this technology. And can actually prolong pandemics. Of course it did. How are you going to destroy, and this was the primary reason for it, how are you going to destroy Trump's most formidable weapon, his economy, if people get over the silly little cold in a few weeks? By the way, final punchline. Remember how they lied about the death stats? For people under 60, COVID was no more deadly than the flu. For people over 70, it was about as deadly as a severe flu season. We destroyed our economy, racked up $13 trillion worth of debt because we were not allowed to have a scientific debate. Anyway, yesterday is a huge historical day, and the media is going to lie and spin, but that doesn't change the truth. Hopefully this will be the death knell, the end of those evil mRNA vaccines. Hamas is the hottest thing going on the left. Oh, it is. So much so that I remind you almost every day that the foremost state sponsor of terror on earth, that would be Iran, sponsored, as admitted by the Biden administration, the Democrats' street riots and marches, including the Jew exclusion zone. I'm never going to forget this, folks. Headline, UCLA pays big settlement over Jew exclusion zone. That's where they let Democrat, Hamas-sponsored, and Iran-sponsored thugs beat up, spit on, and mock identifiably Jewish people as they attempted to go to class. They could have removed these anti-Semites from campus, but they chose not to. Instead, sending Jewish students a notice, hey, you better not come on class. Come to class on campus. You better go to school online if you're Jewish. Well, wait, I'm a student, and a lot of those thugs aren't. Yeah, so what? We gotta accommodate all views. You mean even if they beat me? Well, beating a speech to the Democrats. So I thought I'd update you on what their friends, Hamas, are doing.
A new FBI report reveals a record high number of anti-Jewish hate crimes in 2024. President Trump revealing he has watched the horrific Hamas video of 22-year-old Israeli hostage Evyatar David.
Have you seen the Hamas-released video of Israeli hostage Evyatar David starving and being forced to dig his own grave in a Hamas tunnel?
I have, yeah. I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible. And I hope a lot of people do get to see it as bad as it is, because I think it's a horrible thing.
Evyatar David was abducted from the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, 2023. His brother Eli addressed the United Nations Security Council yesterday.
Just a kid at a concert. Starved to death and forced to dig his own grave by Hamas for simply being Jewish. He's not even a soldier. But you Democrats, you go ahead. You anti-Semites march in the street. Show people who you are.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.